Good morning. Today is, we begin Maseches Yoma. Welcome back Rashi, welcome back Tosos, welcome back Bavli, and we begin Maseches Yoma. Yoma, what is Yoma? Yoma is the day. So obviously it's referring to Yom Kippur, but it's called Yoma. The Maharsha, just in the beginning, he says that Maseches Zo Nikras Yoma. Why is this Maseches called Yoma? All other Maseches that deal with the holiday, they actually call it by the day. Tzadkim, Sukkah, actually, except for Purim, called Megillah, you know, Shabbos. So why is it called Yoma? He says, Yom Kippurim hu Yom Echad Kadosh Barshana. Yoma means the day. In Aramaic, the hey, the Aleph at the end is like the hey at the beginning. So Yoma means Hayom. That is the day. That is the one unique, special day. That's why it's called. That's why it's called Yoma. It's something brought down. Rav Shechter brings down from Salvechik in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav. He writes in Drasha. See, from there you can also understand why Yoma. Is that he said, why do people try to stay away from calling it Yom HaKippurim? We call it Yoma. He says, why? He has a whole arichos, but he says, basically the idea is that on Yom Kippur, the kapara comes back, comes when Kohen Gadol uses the Shem Hashem. And he says, Ana Hashem Chatasi Avisi. So the Shem Hashem is what causes the kapara, because that is the day that Hashem is right with us, and his Shekhinah is right here. So it's a day where we actually meet and meet Hashem. So the day, because of the day equals the Shem Hashem. So by calling it by its full name, it's kamiyachal, as if you're calling, saying Shem Hashem. And when the Kohen Gadol said Shem Hashem, he said the Shem HaMeforash. He didn't say Yukib, okay? He said the Shem HaMeforash, so calling it Yom Kippur might be tantamount to calling it by the Shem Hashem. So that's why he said, Nogu Chassidim Likrol Yom Kippur, they call it Yom Kadosh. They called it certain, every other thing, Lizaris, Lugroso, Bishmo, they would be careful not to say Yom HaKippurim, which I'm saying freely right now. So that is a little bit of Hakama to Yom Kippurim. The way that we're going to start, the first seven prakim of Yoma basically deal with the Avoda, the most part, deal with the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a little bit of a foray into Kachim. That's why there are limited Rishonim on Maseches Yoma. The major Rishonim really are Tosfos and the Tosfos Rishonim. The Tosfos Rishonim on the side is not some like, oh, you know, side thing. It's real Tosfos. Tosfos Rishonim, it's real, it's serious stuff. The Tosfos, they say here that the Tosfos are really is authored by the Maharami Rutenberg. It's a little bit different style. So that's why it's the Maharami Rutenberg. The proof that I heard was because there's one long Tosfos where it's on top of Nundalit or something like that. It's like takes up the whole Amud, I think. Let me just double check. No, it's not Nundalit. Okay, so I don't know where it is, but there's some long toso somewhere along the way that is a word for word from the Shut Maharami Rutenberg. They said that made the toso from here written by the Maharami Rutenberg. So the Gemara begins with quarantine. Shivas Yomim Kodem Yom HaKippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeiso Lelishkas Parhedrin. We sequester the Kohen Gadol away from his house. We bring him into the chamber called the Parhedrin. And we appoint a backup. We have somebody in the bullpen waiting for this Kohen. Why? Shema Ya'arbo Psol. Because maybe this Kohen Gadol who's being sequestered will get some sort of Psol, and therefore he won't be Tahor to do the Avoda. So we have the backup just in case. Rashi says, so the first Rashi. The first Rashi is ready. There's a whole lot of ink on this first Rashi. Rashi says, Shivas Yom Kodim Kippur Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. He says, "Shekol avodas Yom Kippurim eina kasher elavo." All the avoda on Yom Kippur is only kasher with the Kohen Gadol. Kediyal b'horios, perak b'asher b'horios, tiksiv gabi Yom Kippurim. He says, "V'chiper a Kohen asher yimashach oso." And the Kohen who was anointed is going to do the kapara. That's the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara on Daf Vav is going to explain why Mafrishan. So Rashi says, "Shekol avodas Yom Kippurim." What does that mean? Kol avodas Yom Kippurim. There's a big machlokas we've shown him. What about the things done Yom Kippur? So I understand any avoda that is specific to Yom Kippur, that's definitely the Kohen Gadol. What about avodas that are done all day that are also done Yom Kippur? Korban Tamid, the Dishum Mizbeach, the clearing away the Efer, is that done by the Kohen Gadol? Rashi seems to tip his hand by saying, Kol avodas Yom Kippur. But maybe he's only speaking about just specifically the Yom Kippur avoda. So it happens to be it's a machlokas we've shown him. The Baal HaMor says, Feirish, that everything on Yom Kippur is done by the Kohen Gadol. I mean, there are other Rishonim involved also. The Mahamas, the Ramban and the Mahamas, there argues and says, no, that there definitely was a lottery Yom Kippur for the non-Yom Kippur Avodos, the Chumash Hadeshen, the Seed of Maracha, setting things up. All that could have been done by the Kohanim. And the Ramban actually quotes piyutim, certain piyutim that the Gaonim wrote, that seems to differentiate between Yom Kippur Avodah and regular Avodah that happened, that also was done on Yom Kippur. That's the first machlokas. Fine. And also there's a machlokas we've shown him also about whether this idea of separating the Kohen Gadol, is this a Dindarais or a Dindarabanan? So we're going to learn it now from Psukim in the Gemara, going to end up being three sources. But there are Rishonim who say, in Tosas and Daftal, who says that maybe it's only a smachta, and it might only be a din derabanan. Okay, so that's the first line. So already, you get to see that the tumult already just in the first couple of words of the Mishnah. So we just said that you separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Isha Acheres Maskinin Lo Shema Thomas Ishto. We also set up a backup bride. How it works, set up a backup bride. Maybe his wife will die. And he needs to be married. The Kohen Gadol needs to be married in order to perform the Avodah, right? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'chihiper ba'ado, he has to perform kapara, atonement, for him, uba'ad beso, and for his house. Right, that's what the Pasuk says in Achrei Mos, beso zo ishto. And beso, we always say, is the wife. Beso is his wife. So therefore, you need a wife. So we have a backup wife in case his wife dies. Comes the Chachamim, say to Rabbi Yehuda, no, that's too far. Right, Amru lo, they said to him, im kein in davar sof. That's just going to be and so absurdity. What if this one dies? What if that one dies? But the Rabbanim don't seem to argue about Shema Yarvo Psul. Maybe that's more likely. What type of Psul? Rashi says, maybe the psul that he would get, he says, Mazimin Kohen Achu, that's Kohen Gadol Hatov, Im Yarvo Psul Keri. They become a Bal Keri. So maybe that's something that's more likely to happen. If that's more likely to happen, so then you set up a backup. But only one backup, I guess. When it comes to the wife, the Chachamim say, we're not going to be Choshesh for the wife, for one. Because he says, we're Choshesh for one. Rabbanan say, if you're Choshesh for one, why not be Choshesh for two, three, four, five, six, and seven, eight? Well, that would happen. Tosos says, Rechamim Omrim, he says, if you're going to be concerned about one dying, be concerned about two or three. What's to make you to stop? And Tosos asks, well, wait a second, there's a Gemara in Yavamos that says, there is a situation where you're Choshesh for one Misa, and not for multiple Misos. So Tosos says, if you look a little further down, after it says Gimel Zayin Sham, he says Mikol Makom. Sorry, a little further up, he says Yesh Lomar Dachamar Hacha Nehid Chashin Lamisa Dechadas Ma Meruba. You may be choshesh for someone might die over extended period of time, but here you're talking about one person dying, another person dying within moments of each other, basically within him doing the avoda. That we're not going to be choshesh. So the Gemara says it's not Hasam. We learn in the Mishnah over there. Over there is in Parah, the Mishnah in Parah, Parah Gimel Mishnah Aleph in Parah. So now they're going to bring an equation, and also in Parah, you have this idea of separating the Kohen. Tanan Hasam, Shivas Yom Kodem Sreifas HaParah, 7 days before they would burn the Parah Duma, as Rashi points out, Hayu Mafrishin Kohen HaSoreifas HaParah Mibeso, they would sequester and separate the Kohen who was going to be burning the Parah, they would separate him from his house, Lilishka Shapnei HaBira, to a chamber that's al pnei abira, in Machlokas, what beer is, which is to according to Reish Lakish, they put him in some chamber in the base of Migdash. Sifonim Mizracha, it has to be on the northeast side of the base of Migdash. Vilishkas Besa Evan Haisa Nikras, and it's called the chamber of stone. The chamber of stone. Why? Vilama Nikras Shma Lishkas Besa Evan. Why are they called the chamber of stone? Because they're going to say, all the kalim in that chamber, none of it was metal, none of it was made of anything that can be makabel tumah. Because I'm going to be very machmir to show that you can't be used something that's makabel tumah. He says, shekol maaseh, everything that's done there is klei gilolim, which Rashi says klei gilolim. Rashi says here tifiy bakar, seems to be sort of made out of dung, things that are made out of dung, the excrement. But Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that in Masechet Shabbos, he says glolim means shayish, means marble. So but Rashi here says glolim is like what glolim means. Beklei avanim, stone, or beklei adama, or earth things. But earth things, Rashi says, she'ein asuim kekli cheres bekivshan. They're not made in the furnace. You don't put them in the furnace. Ela min ha'adamahi, sort of like mud, right? Min ha'adama, what's the place? Min ha'adamahi, shuke evin raka, v'chok gimimenu kelim. You take this earth and you carve out to make it a receptacle as a kli. But these are all items that are not mekabel tumah. Okay? My timer, what's the reason why we're very machmir to not have anything that looks like it's mekabel tumah by the Parah Adumah? right? We're sort of learning Maseches Yoma. We're spending a four right now with the Par Aduma. He says the reason is Kevan the Tvul Yom Kosher Bepara, because there's a Tvul Yom is Kosher Bepara. We know this. There was a major machlokus between the Purushim and the Tzukim regarding a Tvul Yom. Okay, a Tvul Yom is somebody who went to mikvah and hasn't had the sun, so his quasi status of tahara, but he hasn't. The sun hasn't yet set. So the sun hasn't yet set, so is he kohor? So the Tzukim said, no, you have to have Heret Shemesh in order for the Kohen to be kosher to do the Avoda, for the Parah Aduma, and the Purushim said, no, a Tvul Yom was kosher. So we Bedafka would do something, we would Dafka use a Tvul Yom, we would make him Tameh, go to the Mikvah, and use a Tvul Yom. So they're saying outside. So since they were Mekel on one end, in order to Lahotzim Elivim Tzukim, since they were Mekel, then they were machmir on everything else and not allow anything that could be susceptible to tumah in that room. So that's what he says. My taima cave on the tful yom kosher of repara the tanan. We learn another mishnah mitamim hayu a kohen asorif es apara. They would purposely the mitame the kohen who's going to do the avodah with the para umat bilin also, and then they would tovel him. So it's a tful yom lahotzi milibam shel tzdukim to go against exactly what the tzdukim said. Shahayu omrim, because the tzdukim would say that you only can do the avodah paraduma if you had erev shemesh after the sunset or set on you. So takinale rabbanim kli galolim kli avonim kli adama. They also the come in a takana that only have only be machmir and everything else only have kelim that cannot contract tuma. The lo lekavu tuma ki heich de lo lezalzel ubei. So in order that no one will be mezalzel, because people say, oh, it's a big deal. You're being a tamei person. Let's do have other kulas, right? You open the gates, you open the floodgates, let everything happen. So they be machmir on everything else. It's very interesting. They discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls there's this scroll called Mixas Maisa Torah. What that is the one of the leaders of the sect in the Dead Sea sending letters to Yerushalayim, explaining to them why what they're doing in Yerushalayim is all wrong, and we can't live with you anymore, and that's why we're removing ourselves and going to Qumran, I guess where they were. And in there is a statement about this exact machlokas. The head person writes to the Kohen Gadol, and he argues specifically this, that one of the reasons why we can't be with you is because you hold that a Tful Yom can do the Parah Aduma, and we say it has to be Heret Shemesh. So this machlokas in the Mishnah is actually supported by the archaeological evidence that was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. Yeah, this, well, that's amazing. I mean, Professor Schiffman, a lot of people say that they were an extreme Sadducee sect in the Dead Sea. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, so the Mishna Tzfonim Mizracha. Why is it that we have to have this chamber where the Kohen is doing the vote of Paraduma, where is it being in the northeast? He says, Kevan Echatasi. Number one, the Paraduma, it's all symbolic. The Paraduma is called the Chatas. It's actually, even though the avodah is done outside, it's still called the Chatas. The Chatas to the Tzifona. And the Chatas has to be done in the north. We're making all the symbolism so he can focus on what he's about to do. So the Korba Chatas is in the north, so we put him in the north. The Ksivba El Nochach Pnei Olam Moed. He's supposed to be facing towards the east. So he's facing towards the east. So you put him in the northeast, so he'll have a heker, he'll understand what he's about to do, and he'll understand, and that's why it's northeast, again, it's symbolic. Then the Mishnah part said that you put him by the Bira, this Lishka, the Bira. So my Bira, what does Bira mean? Amar Rabbi Baruchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Haya Baharabayis, there was a place on Harabayis, Ubira Shemo, called the Bira. So it's a specific place on Harabayis. Reish Lakash Amar, no. Kol HaMikdash Kula Koro Bira. The whole base of Mikdash is called Bira. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, is in Divrei Yomim. When Shlomo is building the base of Mikdash, it says, Shlomo b'ni tein levav shaleim, Shlomo tzosecha, edol secha, v'chukecha, lasos hakol, v'livnos habira, asher hachinosim. To build the Bira. So the Bira is the entire base of Mikdash. Right, habira, asher hachinosim. So just one thing I could point out, is again that they were metame the Kohen Gadol. So Tosos doesn't like the idea to think that they actually were metame the Kohen Gadol midoraisa. So really, that's like you talk about mezalzel. So Tosos says lav bituma doraisa metamele tilohavi mezalzel be kule high. They won't be mezalzel so much. So he thinks that you only metame the Kohen with the tuma derabanan. So a lot of the Achronim point out that, well, if that's the case with the tuma derabanan, how is that lahotzi milibam shel tzdukim? The tzdukim, for the most part, theoretically, didn't hold of the Dinei de Rabbanan. So I'm going to be tami somebody within the Rabbanon to show you that we're and the tzukri, he's not tami according to the tzuki. So they argue on Tosas and say it can't be. It must be that they were matami him on a level that even the tzuki would recognize that that is a tumor. Fine. So now the Gemara asks, minahani mili, from where do we know? From where do we know what? Rashi says, minahani mili, divai prisha liyom hakipur mulapara. From where do we know that you require a 7-day sequestering, right? 7-day quarantine for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and before he does the avodah the para aduma. So again, since this seems to be that you're looking for biblical sources, which would seem to indicate that it's a din deoraisa. So, but there's a machlokas about that. So Amar Rav Niyume bar Chilkiya, Amar Rav Machsia bar Idi, Amar Rav Yochel. Rav Yochel says the sources as follows: Amar Kra. The pasuk says, where is this pasuk? This pasuk is by the Shuvas Yemei Muluim, right? It says there, Kasher Asa Bayom Azeh, just like you did on this day, Siva Hashem Lasos, Hashem commands you, L'chaper Aleichem, whatever you go to do kapara. So the Gemara learns out, Lasos, right? It says, whatever, just like you did today, you're going to have to do Lasos and L'chaper. So just like you did today, let's point out in Rashi first, Kasher Asa B'miluim, Rashi says, Shesiva Osam Lifrosh Mibesam Zayin Yomim. It was a commandment by the Miluim when they were getting ready for the Chanukah Samishkan for the 7 days. They separated for 7 days beforehand. Shenei Mark, the pasuk says, Rashi points out, Upesach Ol Moed Teshu Yomam V'Laila. You sit at the opening of the Ol Moed day and night. Ubashmini Avnu, and they did the work on the 8th day. Shenei Mark, Hiba Yom Hashmini Kara Moshe. So for 7 days they were sequestered. Right, Uksiv Kara V'Mazbeach Hasher Siva. Right, so 7 days. Right, Lifros. So it says, Kasher Tziva Lasos Ledoros Lifros Zayin Ifnei Avodas Yom Echad. There is a precedent that you separate yourself 7 days before you do an avoda for a certain day. So the Gemara then says, so Lasos Elu Maisei Para. The word Lasos in the pasuk comes to teach us that Maisei Para. So you have to separate 7 days by the Miluim, you separate 7 days for the Maisei Para. And the Chaper, the pasuk says, L'chaper Elu Maisei Yom Kippurim. That's Maisei Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. I don't really see how this is discussing the parah. It says, Bishma kuli krabi parah lo musukam. I understand why you didn't establish the entire pasuk as speaking about the parah duma, because l'chaper ksiv, because the pasuk says l'chaper for kapara, uparah lav bas kapari. And the parah duma is not coming for kapara. First, we're going to say, wait a second, what are you talking about? The parah duma is not coming for kapara. Don't we learn all those things that say that the parah comes to rectify, comes the son to rectify the mother, that they did the Egel Azov, so then you have the Paro Aduma, and where is it from? Rashash points out, he says, what the whole point, the Paro Aduma, he quotes Rashi, Rav Yosef quotes Rashi in the beginning of Chukas, he quotes the Medrash, who says that the Paro, Tavo Ima, Dainu Paro, Vitechaper Al Pena, Behainu Maisa Egel. The para is a kapar. The para aduma is a kapar from the Maitse Egel. So the Rashash answers and says, "No, mikol makom ikar l'tara bara." That's maybe a drash thing about it. But what's the essence of the para aduma? What's its purpose? What's its purpose that we use it for? It's for purification, not for kapara. Rabbi Yashav says that no, that maybe it was a para of Moshe Rabbeinu specifically that came l'chaper for the cheta egel. But for generations on, it's only for tahara. Tahara is only specifically one for Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so the Gemara says, I understand why you didn't establish the whole pasuk as discussing the Parah Aduma, because the Parah Aduma is Lavas Kapari. Ela Ema Kula Kra B'Yom Kippur Ksiv. Why don't we say this whole pasuk is discussing about Yom Kippur? And therefore, we would have a source for the Shiva Yamim for Yom Kippur, but we'll have no source for the Parah Aduma. Right? So Ela Ema Kula Kra B'Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says, no. So Amri Yolev Tziva Tziva. He says, no, you have to say it's also discussing Parah Aduma because it's a Gzeira Shava. A Gzeira Shava of the words Tziva Tziva. Ksiv Hacha, it says here in this pasuk, Tziva Hashem Lasos, which is the word Tziva Hashem. The Ksiv Hasam, it says with the Parsha of Parah Aduma, in Parsha Skukas, it says Zos Kukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem. So when it says Tziva Hashem, it's referring to the Parah Aduma. So Mala Halam Parah. So just like Tziva Hashem in Parshas Kukas is referring to the Parah Aduma, Afkan. So to our pasuk here in Achrimos, which is given the precedent for sequestering for 7 days, Afkan Parah. Umakan Prisha. And just like over here, there's the separation for 7 days, Afla Halam Prisha. So too over there, when it comes to the Parah Aduma, it's going to be Prisha. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. why are you saying that tziva, tziva, zeir shava has to apply to paraduma? I could take the word tziva and find the word tziva by Yom Kippur also. Let's say the whole pasuk is talking about Yom Kippurim. It says ve'ema tziva tziva the Yom Kippurim. Diksev, because the pasuk says, right, the pasuk here again said tziva Hashem, right? Kasher sov yom hazeh tziva Hashem. And by Yom Kippur it says, vayas, because Aaron did, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. That which Aaron did exactly what Moshe commanded. So you get tziva Hashem. So the Gemara jumps on this right away and says a different tziva Hashem. The second pasuk of tziva Hashem by Yom Kippur is talking about post facto. Aaron did everything that was commanded. Whereas the first pasuk is saying, tziva Hashem, Hashem is commanding you now to do. So we're going to compare apples and apples, not apples to semi-apples, because there's a better comparison. He says, so Gemara says, done in tziva de lifnei asiyah, mi tziva de lifnei asiyah, the ain done in tziva de l'achar asiyah, mi tziva de lifnei asiyah. We're going to make the Gzeirah Shavah, the word tziva, tziva, where they're both in the same chronological spot. Tziva that is before the action is going to be compared to tziva that's before the action, and we're not going to compare a tziva before the action with kasher tziva by Yom Kippur, which is after the action. Okay, so therefore, Rav Shonan have a problem here now also. If you say tziva, tziva de Yom Kippurim, that the word kasher tziva is talking about Yom Kippur, well, we already have the pasuk telling us about Yom Kippur, because we said l'chaper was talking about Yom Kippur. What would be the havamim to say that I have l'chaper to show that you need 7 days before Yom Kippur, and then kasher tziva is also talking about Yom Kippur? I have two limudim in the same pasuk to teach me about Yom Kippur. Why would you need two? Why would only what's the havamim there? That's this long tosos, and I'm just raising it. I did not do the tosos. I'm just telling you that that's what tosos talks about. Okay, so now Gemara says, okay, the aim. Now I have we're up to the point in the Gemara where we're saying that we know that the pasuk about 7 days is discussing Parah Aduma because we have this Gzeirah Shavah of Tziva Tziva. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the Gzeirah Shavah is something else. Ve'ema Tziva de Karbanos. Maybe it should be for the Karbanos, which means just like I had to sequester before the Hakamas HaMishkan, the Shivash Meim Muluim, so too, we'll use the Gzeirah Shavah of Tziva to say before you bring any Karban, you would have to sequester. Any Karban, including Yom Kippur, but you would have to sequester. Meaning the Kohanim would have to sequester for quarantine 7 days after their vacation, before they come back to work. They have to quarantine for 7 days before they go, sound familiar, before they go to work. Right, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, by Korbanos, it says, Biyom Tzavaso es B'nei Yisrael, the day that Hashem commanded B'nei Yisrael. This Pasuk in Zvachim is like what ties all the Korbanos together. We use this Pasuk to say the Halacha applies by this Korban, applies to that Korban. So you see, tziva is also by Karbanos. So Gemara says, well, it's different. Tziva, we're going to compare tziva to tziva, and not tziva to tzivaso. Why would you compare it to something? Yes, it's the same shoresh, but it's not the same word. Right? He says, tziv, b'yom tzivaso is b'nei Yisrael. So Gemara says, donim tziva mi tziva, the ain donim tzivaso mi tziva. Right? You don't do that. Well, it's not the same word. And Gemara points out, Gemara always does this. Now, who cares it's not the same word? We have Xer Shava by Tzaras, where it's not the same word, and we use it as a Gzeirah Shavah, right? Might not be not. Batan Devei Rabbi Shmuel, right? If you look at in the Masorah Shas, by the Aleph, gives you all the places where this is mentioned. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, at least 10 places in Shas where this question is asked. So he says, Batan Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Veshava Kohen Uba Kohen. The Kohen returns, the Kohen goes, talking about different, about Hezger, about different rules by the Masorah. And we say, Zohu Shiva, Zohi Bia. It's the same word, it's a different word, but it means coming and going. So coming, just so if you can make a Gzeirah Shavah between the word Shiva and Bia, coming and going, you can definitely make a Gzeirah Shavah between Siva and Savaso. At least it's the same Shoresh. So Gemara says, yeah, in the Chanan, the Gemara says, you're right. You can theoretically make that Gzeirah Shavah, but only if there's no other word that fits better. By the Metzorah, by Shiva and Bia, there's nothing else to learn from. So you make the Gzeirah Shavah. I mean, obviously, Gzeirah Shavah is something you have to have the Metzorah for. They had a Metzorah, so that's what they used as a Gzeirah Shavah. But here, if you have a choice between making Gzeirah Shavah of Tziva by Shiva Shemei Miluim and Tzivaso by Karbanos, or Tziva by Shiva Shemei Miluim and Tziva by Parah Aduma, you'll do Tziva Tziva. It's a better word. That's what he says. Hani Mili, when do we make the Gzeirah Shavah by words that aren't similar? That's Hecha the Lekha the Domilei, when there's no other word that's similar to it. Aval Hecha the Ika the Domilei, but if you have words that are similar to it, Midomilei, right? Then that's what you use. If you have words that are similar, That's the words that you use. So now the Gemara says, okay, we're good. We got the word. We got the word that the paraduma doesn't come from the word of from lasos. Paraduma comes from the tziva, the gzeir shava. Now the Gemara says to Yom Kippur now. So he said yalfina. So l'chaper, the pasuk said by Shiras Meir Luim, the pasuk says l'chaper. We said elu ma'ase Yom Kippurim. That comes to teach us before you do the work of Yom Kippur, you have to sequester for 7 days. As it says kapara. But Yom Kippur is not the only thing that provides kapara. All karbanos provide kapara. So he says ve'ema kapara de karbanos. Maybe that means kapara there means about karbanos, which would require a kohen to sequester 7 days before he brings a karban. So Gemara says, wait a second. But miyadinan hai kohen misrame liboile prisha. Right. How do you know which kohen is going to bring this certain karban? Right. The way the kohanim were set up, again, remember, they have certain kohanim, the mishmaros, and then each week in the mishmar, you have the beis av. How do you know which kohen in the beis av is going to bring which karban that he has to be sequestered? Gemara says, big deal. Amrei, alam aloni boi, liprish, likuli mishmaros beis av. Why don't we say that that's the din? The entire beis av has to sequester for 7 days before it's their turn in order to do what the pasuk says for sequestering 7 days before kapara. You don't know which kohen? All of them do. So it becomes a 2-week process for them. They sequester for a week, and then they do the avoda for the week. Why not say that? The Gemara says, no, we're not going to do that. Because we're going to say, it's better to learn the l'chaper to be Yom Kippur, because we're trying to make a comparison. For the pasuk is comparing the Shivus Yimei Miluim to Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara is going to bring certain ways where Yom Kippur is more similar to Shivus Yimei Miluim than other things. For example, right, Danim Davar Shekavu Lozman Midavar Shekavu Lozman Lafuke Karbanos V'Chol Yom Isnu. We want to compare. Karbanos come every day. Yom Kippur and the Shivus Yimei Miluim basically have a set time. It's not that they have. It's almost like Zman Grumba. They have a set time. Rashi says Davar Kavu Lozman. He says Yom Kippur Midavar Kavu Lozman Hamiluim. Shenemar, but Yom Kippur we know is the 10th day of Tishrei, and the Miluim also says beYom Achodesh Arishon beEchad beChodesh Takim Ushmina Miluim. It was a set specific. It was a date certain. So Yom Kippur is a date certain. The Miluim were date certain. Karbanos is no date certain on Karbanos. They come whenever you want to bring the Karbanos. The verse says, is that really true about all Karbanos? Why the Ema Regalim? What about the Regalim? What about the holidays? The holidays are a set time. There is a set time for the holidays. So maybe it would mean that not only for Yom Kippur would you have to sequester, but you would have to sequester for before you do the Karbanos or any of the holidays. There's a set time, the Emor Golim. Gemara says, no. Danim Dover Shinoik Pam Achas Mishana, Midover Hanoik Pam Achas Mishana, Lafuke Regolim, the La Pav Achas Mishana Ninu. Says Gemara says, no. Shalosh Regolim are a unit. They don't happen once a year. They happen 3 times a year. Right? The Milu won't happen once. Yom Kippur happens, it's tough, because Milu happened once ever. Yom Kippur happens once a year. The Regalim happen multiple times a year, 3 times a year. So therefore, the Yom Kippur is more closely related to the Miluim than the Regalim. So the Gemara then says, well, wait a second. Why do you say that? Why do you say the Regalim are a unit? Pesach happens once a year. Sukkot happens once a year. Eventually, we'll get to Shavuos, happens once a year. So say maybe this L'chaper, which requires a 7-day quarantine, is talking about one of those Regalim and not Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, right, Gemara says, Eimo Regal Echad, maybe one of the Regalim. It says v'chitema. Maybe you'll say lo yadinan haiminayu. You'll say, well, which one? How are you going to choose? Right? Which one? Which one are you going to use? The Gemara says, well, easy. Ichagamatzos. You can choose chagamatzos ho'el u'pasuk po akasu tchila, because that's the first one that's mentioned. Right? Rashi says ichagamatzos chomar yeshecha lomar shal chagamatzos ne'emar. That this pasuk we're talking about sequestering is about chagamatzos ho'el u'pasa bo tchila. It's always the first one mentioned. Chagamatzos, Chagasukos, it's always Shavuos, Chagasukos, it's always the first one mentioned. So I guess first is the best. So maybe that's why you would learn it. Or the Gemara says, I Chagasukos, you can say Chagasukos, Hoel Umeruba Mitzvaso. You can say maybe it's Sukkos because there's lots of mitzvahs. Rashi points out, Oh, Chagasukos, Hoel Umeruba Mitzvaso. Lots of mitzvahs in Sukkah. What? In Sukkah, there's Lulav, there's Arava, right? There's Hashar Arava, Venisa Chamayim. There's all these mitzvahs, so maybe that's the one more important. I can figure it out. We can choose which holiday would be the one that would be used. So therefore, who says it's Yom Kippur? Maybe it's one of the holidays. So Gemara says, no, not going to do that. Ella Dunim, Prisha Shiva Liyom Echad, Mitri Prisha Shiva Liyom Echad, the Ing Dunim Prisha Shiva a preacher shiva l'shiva mipreacher shiva liyom echad. Right, I said that right. Eladonim preacher shiva liyom echad mipreacher shiva liyom echad. The ain't done a preacher shiva l'shiva mipreacher shiva liyom echad. Right. So the idea is we're going to compare a case to separate for 7 days for the purpose of one day. How's that? The miluim is separated for 7 days for the purpose of one day by Yom HaShmini. For Yom Kippur, they're separating for 7 days for the purpose of one day. Here's going to be the eighth day, which is the tenth day of Yom Kippur. And we're not going to learn out, because that's a better comparison than learning the miluim, which is 7 days for the purpose of one, to separate for 7 days for the purpose of seven. Pesach is 7 days, and Shavuos is 7 days. Now Gemara is going to ask first about Shmini Atzeres, and then the Gemara is going to ask about Shavuos also. What? First, here the Gemara is talking about Sukkos. The Gemara eventually is going to ask about Shavuos, because Shavuos is one day. Right? So the Gemara says, let's read it again. He says, El Adonim Prisa Shiva Liyom Echad. We're going to learn separation of 7 days for the purpose of one day. Mi Prisa Shiva Liyom Echad. From a case where they separate for 7 days for the purpose of one day. The Ein Adonim Prisa Shiva L'Shiva. We're not going to learn separating 7 days for seven purpose of 7 days. Mi Prisa Shiva Liyom Echad. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, the Ema Shmini. Talk about Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a one-day holiday, so saying, right, which is the Prisha Shiva Liyom Echad, right, so that's a one-day holiday. So let them separate 7 days, which means that you would have to have different Kohanim on Shmini Atzeres than you would have for Sukkos, because the Kohanim would do their avodah for Sukkos. There would be another set of Kohanim who are separating for 7 days, and then from the beginning of Yontif, and then they would come in and work on Shmini Atzeres. So that's what the Gemara, sorry, that's the Gemara, right, Ema Shmini, the Prisha Shiva Liyom Echad Hu. That's going to be comparison of sequestering for 7 days for the purpose of one. Gemara says no. Donim davar she'ein kedusha lefanav mi davar she'ein kedusha lefanav. The ein donim davar she'yesh kedusha lefanav mi davar she'ein kedusha lefanav. Now we're going to let's make the comparison. What's different when it came to the shivas yemei miluim? There was no kedusha before day eight. They sequestered for a day that in itself was holy, with no holy days before it. So too, we're going to sequester 7 days before Yom Kippur, because there are no holy days before it, 7 days beforehand. And we're not going to compare it to Shmini Atzeres, which had 7 days of Yontif before it. It's a different, it's apples and oranges. The Miluim had no holidays before it, and Yom Kippur has no holidays before it, at least 7 days before it, and the Shmini Atzeres has a 7-day holiday before it. So the comparison is better to Yom Kippur than it is to Shmini Atzeres. So Tosos asks, the last Tosos all the way in the bottom. Donim davar she'ein kedusha lefanav, afal gav de Shabbos lefanav, even though there's a Shabbos before him. Lo kachashiv, we're not counting that. Ela kachashiv yontif, we're talking about yom tovim, de toli bebezdin, because that's something different. We apply the kedusha. Aval kedusha Shabbos, that's kviya v'kaima. Right, that's the idi v'idi yesh kedusha Shabbos lefanav, and also for both of them, there's a Shabbos beforehand. It's not a milah for Shmini Atzeres as a Shabbos beforehand. Yom Kippur also has a Shabbos beforehand. That's answer number two. Answer number one is we're not talking about Yom Tov. We're not talking about Shabbos. We're only talking about Yom Tov. Right? So that's the bottom Tosfos. So the Gemara says, oh, wait a second. Why would you do that? The lame which should be a Kal V'Chomer. It should be Kal V'Chomer in supporting Shmini Atzeres. The Lav Kal V'Chomer who? Hashta now Dover She'en Kedusha Lefana Boy Prisha. When it comes to the Miluim, a day that doesn't have any holiness beforehand, nevertheless requires you to sequester davar sheyesh kedusha lefanav lo kol shekein. So something that does have kedusha beforehand, lo kol shekein, kal v'chomer should require. I don't know what the kal v'chomer is, but kal v'chomer that should require to be sequestered. So Gemara says, Amar Misharshia, no, lo hazeksiv kazeh. The pasuk says hazeh, right? The pasuk says kasher asah b'yom hazeh. Hazeh means kaze, like this. It has to be a day exactly like this. We're learning it to, so went through all these things. It has to be a day that is noig pamachas b'shana, right? It has to be a day that noig pamachas b'shana. It has to be a day that's only one day, not 3 days. It has to be a day that you're sequestering one day for the 7 days for the purpose of one day. And it has to be a day that had no kedusha beforehand. All these things make it clear. Make it clear that we're discussing Yom Kippur and we're not discussing Pesach. We're not discussing Karbanos. We knocked out all of the Karbanos. We knocked out Shalosh Regalim together as a unit. We knocked out Pesach. We knocked out Sukkos. And now we knocked out Shmini Atzeres. We still haven't discussed Shavuos yet. We're just going a little bit of a side tangent about about Shmini Atzeres, which Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, wait a second, Mi'ika Midri, how can it be that you would have had the Havamina to say that you wouldn't require sequestering for the main holiday, which is Sukkos, but you would require sequestering for the secondary holiday of Shmini Atzeres? Granted, Shmini Atzeres is a regular thing, Atzmo, but its name itself shows that it's secondary to Shuas. What's it called? Shmini Atzeres. We call it the eighth day. The Gemara doesn't. The Gemara just calls it Atzeres. But still, so the Gemara says, right, Rav Ashi Amar, Mi'ika Midi, the Ika Rega Lo Bayi Prisha, Tafel Didei Bayi Prisha? How can that be? Vafilu Laman Da Amar Shmini Rega Lefnei Atzmo. And even if you're going to say that Shmini Atzeres is a holiday in and of itself, which is what we say, the Gemara says, that's Hani Midi L'Inyon Pezer Keshev. That's only for these six things that are noted by this acronym of Pezer Keshev. About the Inyan Tashlumim, but when it comes to Tashlumim, to making up Korbanos, Tashlumim Derishon Hu. Shmini Atzeres is secondary to Sukkos, meaning if you miss your Korbanos, you can offer them on Shmini Atzeres. Right, we'll just move what Pesher Kesef is in a minute. The Hatzanan, because we have a mission that says, Mishlo Chag, Mayom Tov Rishon, Shlo Chag, if you didn't bring the Korbanos you're supposed to do on the first day of Yontif, Chogeg Vaholi Kol Regal Kulo, you can go the entire Yontif of Sukkos, Vi Yontov Achron Shlo Chag, and the last day of Chag, which is Shmini Atzeres, which means, why would you have had a Havamina to say that Shmini Atzeres, that you wouldn't bring, you would, for there wouldn't be sequestering for Sukkos, but there would be for Shmini Atzeres. Just quickly, for 5 minutes, what is this Pesher Kesef? Right, the six things that separate Shmini Atzeres from Sukkos. So Rashi goes through all of them. Rashi says Pesher Kesef, Pei, right, first one, tap on Adam Aleph, so tomorrow will be a short up, right, Pesher Kesef, number one is Pais La'atzmo, that there's a lottery. There's a separate lottery on Shmini Atzeres, She'ein Pais Pichag, Eitz Vamashmaros, right, Avo Parshal Shmini, B'tchilom Pais La'av. You have a second lottery, not to, you have to choose which Kohanim do the Korbanos on Shmini Atzeres. Zman La'atzmo, Rashi says, Zet L'var Shechiyonu. Regal Atzmo is that she ain't shame chag Sukkos alav. It doesn't have the name Sukkos. Either that means it's not called Sukkos, called Shmini Atzeres, or maybe it means you don't do the mitzvahs, you don't eat in the sukkah, right? Chutzlaritz, but we do right. So you don't eat in the sukkah. And then it says that's the resh. The kuf is carbon la Atzmo. Rashi says she ain't carbon al shava lechol shari yamos. He has a different carbon of shari yamos achag. She kul and par merubim. On all other days of Sukkos, you bring a lot of cows, the elim shnayim and two rams. The Yudal Kvasim and 14 sheep. The Kan Parechad Ailechad Shiva Kvasim. It's one cow. They're just less korbanos. Then the Shin is Shir La'atzmo, and that's a different Shir Shoyom. Right? We in our minog, as we say, this regular Shir Shoyom. Minog Agra, what they do a lot in Israel also, is that each day of Yontif has a different Shir Shoyom, different parak. And Rashi points out, and on Sukkos, Kol Shire Yimeichag Medaber Me'ein Gezel Matnos Aniyim. Talks about Matnos Aniyim. It talks about. But Shmini Atzeres, Eino Me'ein Asif Velo Perushalanu Ezin Hushir. Rashi says it's a different shear. I don't know what it is, but it's a different shear. It doesn't talk about Matnos Aniyim. So that is the shear. The last one is Beis. Bracha L'Atzmo. What's Bracha L'Atzmo? It's Bracha Shahayu Mivarchim L'Tfilas Chayim Melech. They would sing some tefillah for the king on Shmini Atzeres. That's what they would do. Tosos is a little different. Tosos says Brachot Ne'atzmo, he's talking about this Birchas HaMazon and Tefillah. It's what you add in Brachas in Tefillah. And that's what he says. Rabbi Yitam HaFarish Brachot Ne'atzmo, Birchas HaMazon and Tefillah. Kehud HaHasam, V'regel of Ne'atzmo, Farish Inyan Lina. And he says, what Regel of Ne'atzmo, which we said that it doesn't have Shem Chag Sukkos Alav, it means the idea for Lina. That when you bring a Karbon, Nalach is, you're supposed to sleep overnight. So just like you brought a Karbon for a Sukkos, you have to sleep overnight, at least one night. Tosfos discuss how many nights to sleep over, but at least one night. So too, when you bring the Karbon on Shmini Atzeres, you would have to sleep overnight. It's its own holiday for the concept of Lina. But, so far, we knocked out everything other than Shavuos as to why this Pasuk by Miluim, which talks about Shiva Yomim beforehand, you have to sequester the Kohen. We knocked everything out. Now we have to go tomorrow. Tomorrow's the start of the Im Atzeres. That's going to be tomorrow, start of tomorrow's daf. Everyone have a great day and a good Chodesh. Oh, yeah.